Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My delegation thanks you and congratulates you on this morning's summary, which clearly reflects the discussions that took place in recent days. We welcome the open, constructive approach with which you guided our debate. Mr. President, we note with satisfaction the number of documents submitted by governments and NGOs expressing their support to the negotiation of a new legally binding instrument prohibiting nuclear weapons. We strongly support these proposals, and like many delegations, we believe that a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons is the best way to obtain progress in nuclear disarmament. However, the form of such an instrument remains, of course, to be determined during the negotiating phase, which we hope will begin shortly. We believe that many elements emphasized on Monday and Tuesday are very useful for our preparation towards this negotiating phase, and we welcome the fact that during the debate there were no objections regarding the scope of specific prohibitions and the positive obligations identified as elements of a future treaty. We also support the statement made by Austria and by Mexico, as well as those of other delegations that emphasized that prohibition needs to be the cornerstone of such an instrument. Permit me to recall once more our support to the statement by 54 countries in the African group, which represents the view of all of our continent, a group that strongly supports a prohibition on nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. These are the only weapons of mass destruction which are not yet prohibited by an international treaty. Mr. Chairperson, my country believes that regardless of the form of such an instrument, a legally binding treaty, be it a framework treaty or another type of treaty, it must be based on the explicit prohibition. A framework agreement such as some have proposed would need to contain a clear prohibition. We strongly support the conference room papers, including document 34 by the Interregional Group of States on that subject. As to the way forward, my country believes that the circumstances are right. This is the time to begin negotiations. We support the proposal to begin negotiations in 2017. The working group is an important forum, and my country welcomes your report and wishes to assure you, Mr. Chairperson, of our constructive participation and our support in your guidance of the important work